Meditation is not about breathing. It is not about relaxation, or it's not even about just calming the mind. And the ancient yogis and rishis knew the true power and the purpose of meditation for thousands and thousands of years. And this is how the top 1% of the 1% use meditation to go within, find the true source of infinite power and potential, and discover the God or the divinity that is within. Today we will go deep into the wisdom of Vedanta, and we will understand how the ancients used meditation to discover their infinite potential and the divinity that existed within them. If we can look at it honestly, most people use meditation as a tool, and especially with all the apps and all the marketization of meditation that has happened in the last few decades, meditation has become a commodity. It has become a technique, and it has become more about certain visualizations, and it has become more about doing than being. Most people meditate to escape their mind. I want to reduce anxiety. I want to stop overthinking. I want to feel calm. This is how they think. But the top 1% don't run away from the mind. They learn to see through it. So here is what we need to understand. Meditation is not about controlling our thoughts. It is about recognizing the awareness which is behind the thoughts and which is beyond the thoughts, which is our own true essence. Adi Shankaracharya calls this the drik, the seer, the witness, the true self, which is who we are. Now let's directly come to how the ancients looked at meditation and how they leveraged it. So these ancient rishis and yogis perceived meditation and used meditation to see the truth for what it is. Meditation for them was not a system or a process or a tool. It was about discovering who they are. It was about understanding that they are something beyond all identities. Because all identities and identifications are limited. The body is limited, the mind is limited. But what exists beyond the body and mind is what they were trying to perceive and they were trying to see. And that seeing of truth is meditation. And that is the meditation which we will understand today. And towards the end, we will also go through a powerful process of how to practice this kind of meditation for 10 to 15 minutes a day, so that you can make a profound shift in how you perceive yourself and how you perceive your reality and discover your true potential. So before we go ahead with the practice of meditation, let us briefly summarize whatever we discussed today. Meditation is not a tool, it's not a technique, it is not even a process, it is not about any kind of music or any kind of visualization, it's not about thinking about a certain object, it is not about manifesting certain outcomes, it's not about any of these things the modern tools and apps make us believe meditation to be. Meditation is the recognition of truth, and it is about being in that truth. And right now I'm sitting in a place, and I'm sitting on a rock where an ancient rishi of Jainism named Kensho Deva meditated for almost 26 years. So that is the history of this place, and that is the energy that in which I am right now and what you are receiving through this right now. With this context, let us get into meditation. Let us see meditation for what it is, and let us try to recognize our own true essence through the art and science of meditation. Now, this is what we call the awareness meditation at the Advaita Conscious Society, and it is one of the most simplest forms of meditation to practice. And to do this, all we have to do is to sit straight, preferably in cross leg. Otherwise, if it is not possible, you can also sit on a chair, and your palms must be on your thighs facing upwards, and your head is facing straight, turned slightly upward, and eyes needs to be closed, And as we go through this, just practice this with me, practice this meditation with me. Keep your eyes closed and bring your attention to the breathing that is happening. Bring your attention to the tip of your nose, where the breathing is right now happening. And just pay the complete attention to breathing itself. If thoughts come, let them be. Let's not fight anything, but let's be aware. As a sakshi, as a witness, you're just seeing everything for what it is. And pay attention to your breathing, the outflow of the breath, and then the inflow of the breath. This is just normal, regular breathing. And also pay attention to the gap between each inflow of breath and the outflow of breath. And again, there is a gap after the outflow of breath, before the inflow of breath. This gap is where there is total emptiness, where there is total awareness or consciousness. As you go through this, as the mind calms down a little bit, pay attention to the awareness, to the witness which is behind the breathing, which is witnessing the thoughts, which is witnessing the breathing, which is witnessing everything. Just see that this is who you actually are. Your body is something that keeps changing, keeps transforming, and eventually it deteriorates and dies. Your mind is something which also keeps changing. But this witness, this consciousness behind the body, behind the mind, behind the breathing, behind the thoughts, is always there. And that's the true you. See that this witness that you are has no boundary to it, has no limitations to it, has no beginning to it, and has no end to it. There is pure happiness there, there is pure bliss there. There is nothing much to say there. Try to be and abide in that awareness, which is the pure awareness. You can slowly open your eyes And this is what we call awareness meditation at ACS, which is a very simple form of meditation where we are closing our eyes and paying attention to the breathing, and we are seeing how the breathing is going, and we are paying attention to the inflow of the breath and the outflow of the breath, and even the gaps between the inflow and the outflows. And as the thoughts subside, we begin to pay attention to the witness, to the awareness behind. If thoughts come again, we will begin to pay attention to the breathing again. So this is just a small game we play in this awareness meditation to abide in that awareness more and more. Now, what begins to happen when you practice this continuously and consistently is something extraordinary. First of all, thoughts lose their power over you. Stress doesn't stick. Emotional pain dissolves. Mind becomes transparent, and a quiet joy begins to appear from nowhere. And most importantly, you begin to experience yourself as consciousness, not limited by the ego. Now, here are some of the mistakes that people make when they try to approach this meditation. We are covering this so that you are conscious of it and you do not fall into this trap. Number one, trying to control thoughts. That is a big mistake. We just need to be aware and witness it. Number two, mistake is to expect metaphysical, extraordinary experiences to happen. So Vedanta doesn't focus on experiences. It only focuses on the awareness and the witness behind it. The mistake number three is chasing it as a technique. And mistake number four is impatience. It's about expecting things to happen immediately. Meditation takes time, especially if you are not used to it. So it's very important that we need to be patient with ourselves. Remember this, you are not becoming divine through meditation. You always were divine, and you are just remembering it through meditation. And when you do this right, you will meet the real you, the version of you, which is the actual truth, which is limitless, which is eternal, and which is infinite.
Hello there. If you wish to understand the true nature of reality and learn about consciousness, conscious creation, and the teachings of the ancient Vedanta in order to live your life with purpose, achieve fulfillment, and consciously create a life that you truly want to live, then you can join our community Come Learning platform, the Advaita Conscious Society. For more information, visit advaita.com. Thank you.